Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yes, that line forms on the right. Bay, that little Monday night.
Not that Maggie.
Wait for it. He's going to mess with the volume. Just wait.
Back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back. Yeah.
Chris McMahon. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 11:12. PM on a Monday night. Numbers I'm not used to. How are we doing on this Monday? I already talked to you on a Monday, but here we are again. 888-808-1019. Paulie Rosenberg on the other side. I got you till 2 a.m. I believe Big Zoo. We'll catch you at 2. But I got you till then on this Monday evening into Tuesday morning. You just heard the end of the net game. Monday Night Football Week 10 just wrapped up. With the Dolphins beating the Rams 23-15. There's another team. There we go, Giant fans. That's three wins for the Miami Dolphins. Let's go. Let's stack up those wins, everybody else, to the NFL. Let's go. That's kind of where I want to stand. Thank you, Paulie. Normally, I get to say goodbye to you once that happens. Now, I'm still stuck with you for another 45 minutes. Great. Yeah, go to the bathroom. You asked me for it earlier. You're allowed. All right, I want to start with the Giants, though. Listen, we did the whole bit, right? I was with you this morning. We talked about what a miserable day of football it was in New York. From 9:30 in the morning until 7:30 at night, 8 o'clock at night, watching those two teams play just ruined your weekend and ruined your season. And now it's officially over for both. And we talked about the Jets' inability to tackle. And since Sauce Gardner on social media, I didn't really get a chance to talk about that much. So maybe we'll do that a little bit. We'll talk about, you know, Rodgers. And I thought Boomer made a great point that I want to get into a little bit about him sucking the life out of the building as opposed to doing what I thought he would do and uplift everybody. It's almost as if it's worse inside that room. And maybe that unnamed agent at the beginning of the year wasn't as wrong as we thought about the overall feel inside that room. Is maybe the owner's going to become the diplomat out in England one more time? We don't know. Like, a lot of stuff going on with the Jets and with the Giants as well. And I want to start with the Giants, specifically Brian Daboll and the New York Giants coaching situation, the regime situation, the quarterback situation. Because as we stand today, you know, I heard a lot today about the low point. And I talked about this yesterday. The idea, I don't buy into the idea that losing to the Carolina Panthers in Germany is some sort of new ultimate low point for the New York Giants. I just don't. This has been, you know, I've given you the stat a couple times since Fliegelman gave it to me the other day. 8 out of the last 10 years. 8 out of the last 10 years. The New York Giants have lost 60% of their games. Like, they haven't had a winning percentage over 400 in all but 2 of the last decade. This is not new for the New York Giants. And I know losing to a lousy Panthers team that is widely regarded, up until Sunday, of course, widely regarded as the worst team in the NFL, and losing to that quarterback and that team and the way they've played, to get embarrassed, to watch Chuba Hubbard run for 100 and whatever yards and dominate the game early on, the offense completely miserable early on, to have the play of the quarterback, to have the fumble at the end of the game, to lose in overtime to the Carolina Panthers in Germany with the whole world watching. I suppose you can call it prime time. At 9:30 in the morning. It's embarrassing. But for me, it is not an all-time low point. I don't view it as such. I'm not more embarrassed to be a Giant fan today than I have been at almost any point other than the 1 year they won and made it to the playoffs with this coach, with this regime, and oddly enough, with this quarterback. This isn't some new low point for me. Maybe it is for you, but I'm going to make a case right here. When we get to the coach, of a narrative that I really don't understand. Because I understand how miserable it is at 2-8 to be a New York Giant fan. I understand how miserable it is right now to be at the top of the draft, which is where I want them to be at 2-8. And once the season is dead, you know how I feel about tanking. If you've listened at all to me. But I understand how, you know, expectations, watching a quarterback not be able to function, watching an offensive coach not be able to score points, the same issues this team has had forever, and how disappointing it all must be. And it is. But there's a couple things about this coach, and I'm going to make the case a little bit for Brian Daboll here on some level. The one thing I don't understand, right, as we talk about Brian Daboll and moving forward with this group, and the owner did come out and give him a vote of confidence a couple weeks ago and talking about he didn't expect any changes during the season, and nor should he. It makes no sense. And he doesn't anticipate, necessarily, moving on from Daboll and Shane in the offseason. Now, clearly, that is just a vote of confidence. That is not a guarantee they will be here. That is not saying I won't fire them. That is a vote of confidence, and that's how it should be viewed. And things can change from that point on. I don't think the owner boxed himself into something where now he can't make a decision to fire Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. But I'm hearing something that I don't know if it makes a lot of sense to me. One, the idea that if he loses out the rest of the way, that Brian Daboll can't be here. I took a call on it last night. I've heard it a bunch today. Adam Schefter went on Pat McAfee and talked about the idea of if this continues to look this bad, if they continue to get embarrassed this way. Like, here's what I don't get. If you think Brian Daboll's a bad head coach right now at 2-8, I don't know what losing more games is going to do to add to that case, or what even winning games. If you're telling me Brian Daboll wins a couple of games here and the Giants figure out a way to win 4 or 5 games instead of losing out and winning 2 games, suddenly that's enough to save his job? I was listening to the afternoon show. They were talking about, well, if he beats the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, well, then maybe. What exactly? Like, if we're going to talk about this being the lowest point that we can ever remember for New York Giants, lower than the 70s before they hired Young and Parcells became the head coach. If we're talking about the lowest point in Giants history, are you telling me that we despise that this coach has done such a hideous job that he's, forget the vote of confidence, this is something I can't abide. He needs to be gone. I can't stand this. But, I mean, if he beats the Cowboys without Dak Prescott, a team that's falling apart as well, on Thanksgiving Day, well then, hey, okay, I can understand it. What the hell does that mean? The same reason I'm telling you I don't care about those wins because they mean nothing to me and I want to tank, it also works both ways. That shows me nothing. Like, what, he rallies the troops, the team doesn't give up on him? We said that garbage last year. And what happened at the start of the season this year? What would winning a couple of games do? Like, if you honestly believe he deserves to be fired, if you think this job, it's already decided. This season's decided. It's 2-8. They just lost. As much as I'll tell you, it's not the low point for me. They just lost to the worst team in the NFL. What is rallying the troops and getting a win or two down the stretch going to do to change your mind, and vice versa? If you believe in him right now and you're not ready to make that decision, if they do what they have to do and pull Daniel Jones and take him away And take away, despite the fact he's a hideous quarterback right now, I don't know if you can make a case that Locke or DeVito are better. So theoretically, this coach is doing what's best for the future. Not for what's best for him in the moment, not what's best for winning games, what's best for the future of this franchise, because he can't get hurt and have however much money, whether it's $20 million, $25 million, however much money attached to him next year. It needs to be done. It needs to be over. He needs to no longer be the quarterback. If that decision's made and they pull the quarterback and their best chance to win, and you believe in him today and you're not ready to make that decision today, what would losing out and losing these games do to make it any worse than it is right now on November 11th, soon to be November 12th? What could make it worse?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
They were done at this point last year. They're done again. It's now year, 9 of 11. That they won't win 40% of their games. What could winning a couple games down the stretch do to change your opinion of them? And what could losing out do to change your opinion of them? This is over. Haven't we learned that this doesn't matter anymore? That whatever we see the rest of the way is meaningless? I'm so tired of hearing, well, listen, if this thing craters out and they lose all these games, just like Joe Judge or Ben McAdoo, to me, those situations are completely different. If you go back to Joe Judge, that's the other thing I'm hearing. Joe Judge, Ben McAdoo, they were giving votes of confidence. They ended up getting fired. Yeah, if this thing falls apart to the level where, like, some of the things that happened, Joe Judge didn't get fired specifically just because they lost all their games down the stretch. Joe Judge got fired because the guy was running quarterback sneaks up against his own goal line. Joe Judge got fired because he's taking on Riverboat Ron in the press and bad-mouthing a coach that is beloved and respected through the NFL. He talked himself into getting fired. You want to know why Brian Daboll isn't saying anything right now? Because he doesn't want to be Joe Judge and talk himself into getting fired. Ben McAdoo lost the team completely. They stopped caring. The defense stopped playing, and it was an all-pro defense the year before. They stopped caring. They stopped playing. And then he turned the fans against him completely by benching Eli Manning for Geno Smith. There were distinct lines of demarcation on where those two coaches had such self-inflicted wounds that you had no choice but to move on. And that's also the first two times of now a stretch of how many times can I do the same thing and expect different results? We keep saying that. It's a cliche thing that keeps being brought up a lot here. Oh, you know, insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. Like, everyone likes to throw it out there like they're the first ones who thought of it. Or they're the first ones who read it on the inside of a Snapple bottle. Like, we've all heard that. We all know insanity is doing the same thing, expecting different results. Well, both of those scenarios to me are different. But now Mara has to say, well, listen, I did it with McAdoo when I thought it bottomed out. I did it with Judge when I thought it bottomed out. Like, that's not working, firing coaches. So to me, the two main narratives why Brian Daboll would have to go don't work for me. Losing all these games is the same as winning a couple. Now, if he goes on a run and wins out or something and comes up just short of making the playoffs and has an unbelievable second half here, sure, that would make a difference to me. But, I mean, if the difference is they win one or two games down the stretch and have 4 to 5 wins, like, what the hell does that mean? Why would that help them? And if they lose out, isn't 2-8 losing to the Panthers enough? If the decision hasn't been made today whether or not Brian Daboll can be the leader of this franchise moving forward, then I really don't anticipate anything happening this side of running quarterback sneaks up against the goal line and self-sabotaging himself by calling out other coaches in the NFL and respected head coaches like Ron Rivera, or benching a beloved figure who won 2 Super Bowl MVPs, who's going to the Hall of Fame in favor of Geno Smith. Unless those two things are going to happen to Brian Daboll moving down the stretch, there is nothing. It's 2-8. It's over. It's the low point. It's this. It's that. What else could happen? I'm not saying you have to keep him. I would. Again, I'll give it to you in a second here. I would. But all I'm saying is, I hate the idea that we're going to glean something from the rest of the way. I hate the idea that, hey, he's still coaching for his job. The decision should be made. This team is dreadful. This offense is dreadful. This quarterback is dreadful. The coaching at times, whether it's the same mistakes with field goal kickers, the same mistakes with play calling. Like, if you want to fire Brian Daboll, and I think you have a legitimate case to say so, I don't know what else you need to see. We have seen enough. And I don't think losing out, which is, by the way, in the best interest of the franchise, and if you're going to pull the quarterback, I don't know why that would be held against him any more than anything that's happened over the last 2 years and what's happened here in the first 10 weeks where he is 2-8. Bottom line. And the case for keeping him is this. If they do lose all those games, again, I know I've said this a lot, but if I'm going to keep Brian Daboll, if I have any feelings of keeping Brian Daboll, respecting Brian Daboll, wanting him to lead the team, the one thing I believe he still can do, leading a franchise, I don't know. Taking a quarterback he didn't pick or develop and changing him and winning with him, I don't know. But what the one thing I hired him for, and the one thing I think he can do, is develop a young quarterback. And if I lose out, as much as that would upset me on how maybe the team didn't respond to him and all that stuff, I'm going to be in a position to give the guy a young quarterback, whatever you think of them and this crop of young quarterbacks, whatever I think of this crop of young quarterbacks. If I give Brian Daboll the opportunity, if we're going to be in a position to do the one thing that I think this guy can do, why would I fire him if I believe in him at all at 2-8? If I still believe in him at 2-8, he loses out and puts himself in the position to do the one thing I believe he can do. In fact, that's what led me to hire him. Why would losing out impact my decision to fire him? None of it makes any sense. Think about it. The decision should be made right now. I'm not saying they should do it right now, but John Mara should already know in his mind whether or not he's firing the coach or hiring or keeping the coach. Because if you're going to wait, losing doesn't mean anything, and in fact, it sets him up to do the one thing I think he can do. And if he wins a couple of games, who gives a damn? Not me. I'm not going to be sitting on my couch on Thanksgiving if they beat the Dallas Cowboys and go, oof, at least they won that one while the whole, at least I can enjoy my turkey. Like, who gives a damn? I'll forget about it the second it's over. I'll go right back to arguing the election. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Everybody's favorite Thanksgiving tradition. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. We'll have a quick break. You know, that's kind of usually what we do. We'll break here. We'll get to the phone calls. Again, I got you till 2 a.m. Big Zoo. I'm getting the wrap-up signal. We got some commercials to play. We'll come back, take your phone calls on it. We'll get to some baseball, maybe. Aaron Boone spoke. We've got the MVP finalist, the Rookie of the Year finalist, a bunch of Yankees and Mets on the list, so we'll get to it all as we take it till 2 o'clock in the morning. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll be right back.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.